Welcome to This Period in Particles Custom RPG, Episode 5. Our last installment of this series was released on September 18th, 2006. For those of you who like knowing exactly how long that's been, we're looking at about 162 days. It's been far too long, but I promise I'll be brief this time instead of rambling on for almost 19 minutes, like I did in Episode 4. Well, first of all, I'd like to mention that I bought a new microphone specifically for my audio projects, which includes this show. It's a Samson CO1U 19mm condenser mic with a cardioid pickup pattern. And with any luck, this should provide better quality than my previous unidirectional dynamic microphone. It's totally digital. It's a USB microphone with a high-quality analog-to-digital converter for the condenser unit. It's surprisingly heavy for a microphone, but I guess that's what you get with more studio-quality equipment. But enough of that. In this episode, I'd like to cover pretty much just two things. First, I would like to cover what is going on with PCRPG currently. There are no major events coming up that I'm aware of, so I'll just be discussing the general state of affairs and questions that users have brought up in the forums, in private messages, emails, stuff like that. Second, I want to go back through some of my previous episodes and make a couple follow-ups on projects that were announced but not finished, point out some projects that were finished, and give a brief idea of where PCRPG is headed from here. So, what's going on with PCRPG? Not a whole lot, really. I haven't made a new episode in a while because nothing major is happening. Since my mic arrived today, however, I felt like digging up some content for the players, from the players. First, I'd like to talk about how there has been some confusion by newcomers to the game about how to get started. It's really rather simple. There are two primary ways to get into the game and play on any TRPG-based server like mine. First, you have the classic method. This would involve going to my website, www.pcrpg.org, and click the download button at the top. It's right under the big banner, and it should be in the middle of the navigational link bar. Click the download section titled Tribes RPG once the page loads. And then after that new page loads, click Tribes RPG V5.005 full installer. Once it brings up the details page, click the download button that's brought up. It's over to the side of the image, and at that point it should take you to the page which will start the download automatically. If your browser does not start the download automatically, you might have to click the manually start your download link. Once you've managed to download it, go ahead and run the installer. It should run on any system that's Windows-based. Go ahead and tell it to install wherever your tribe's folder is with /RPG, all capitals, after that. For example, if you installed tribes to C:\tribes, you should tell the installer to extract to C:\tribes/RPG, once again, all capital letters with RPG. Once that is finished, you will need to make a shortcut to Tribes RPG, which involves making a shortcut to tribes.exe. You can put it on your desktop or wherever you'd like, it really doesn't matter. But once you're done, you'll need to right-click on the shortcut and open the properties window for it. In the line on the properties window that says target, add a space and then type -mod RPG, all capital letters for RPG. If you do any of these steps incorrectly, you'll likely get a complaint about a missing model like rpgmailhuman.dts or whatever it is. It's an extremely common mistake, and it's the answer to most of the problems people have. Alternatively, you've got the New Age method. If you've got the .NET 2.0 framework installed, which you can get either with Windows Update or the Microsoft Downloads page, you can use a special installer that I made last year that does all the hard work for you. It's been commented that this installer is much easier to use than the traditional method. It includes Tribes, the latest Tribes patch, as well as Tribes RPG itself. At the end, it'll even make a shortcut for you on the desktop if you want it to, so you don't have to do anything manually whatsoever. If you'd like to use this new installer, just type this into your browser, and I'll go slow. downloads.pcrpg.org/trpg5005wtribesfullinst.exe. It sounds complex, but really what it stands for is Tribes RPG 5.005 with Tribes full installer. Once you've got that done, you'll be ready to play on any TRPG-based server, like mine, or Sinister's, or anyone's. Alright, another common issue, for whatever reason, and this issue just will not die, I guess it's too good, is the issue of server clearing. I know Sinister is doing a clear, but I would like to point out that it's been 1,248 days as of Tuesday, February 27th, 2007, since our last clear. I don't clear characters unless there's a technical need to do so. This has only happened twice, maybe three times in the server's history. If there ever is going to be a clear, I will announce it on the front page of PCRPG.org in the news section weeks in advance. There is currently no clear scheduled. I understand the kind of time and hard work that goes into many players' characters, and I have no intention of taking away the purpose for that dedication. So, you can rest easy. It's not going to happen anytime soon. Finally, in the What's Going On in PCRPG section, I'd like to point out that forum activity has been kind of slow as of late. I'm not sure what the problem is, but I do want to encourage all of you listening to participate in the forum if you like being part of the PCRPG community. Without user input and the discussions going on there, there's really not much point to talking in the first place. You and other players like you are responsible for participating if you really want to get something positive out of being in this community. It takes input to do so from all the players, and it really makes all the difference in the world. It can really make for a positive experience. And on to the final part of this episode. You may be wondering what direction PCRPG is headed in. Well, so am I, to be honest. I'm not really sure. PCRPG 3.36 launched as promised in previous episode, episode 4. And it fixed many problems, as did 3.32, which I announced in Episode 2. PCRPG ND and PCRPG Source, however, have yet to get started. As much as I would love to complete these projects, I now seriously doubt that either will ever happen. I just don't have the time, or the patience, or the will, in some case, to take on such large-scale projects for such an old game. I do love the community and all, but I'm just not that kind of developer. I really think that we're a couple years past the prime of Tribes modding and the atmosphere accompanying that. I do intend to keep hosting, however, and updating security patches and features here and there, as I always have, so long as people want a place to play. Maybe if support or demand picks up for either of the projects, which there currently is none for either, I'll take a second look at completing one of the two, or both, just depending on what people feel they really want. I just don't want to spend a whole lot of time developing something that people aren't really going to get something out of. Well, until next time, keep safe, play smart, stay healthy, all that jazz, but don't be afraid to have a good time in the server. You, as a player base, make up all that's worth mentioning in this community. Keep up the support and the dedication. Thanks.